Yo, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? This is your boy Just. This is a little bit different from This Your Boy Just Show and the Ghetto Show. This is kind of like a joint thing what I got with one of my homies. Basically, I'm going to talk about topics that I like to talk about, you know, mainly adults, right? What does it take to be an adult these days? Who fucking knows? I don't know. But I got a friend to help me steer that and help me answer some questions that I might have. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Deadass Girls, my homie Jizzy.
Hey.
Yo, cause I stay fly. Come on. We had to give it
Jizzy
up.
Jizzy in the spot, aka Jizzy from the bodega, la bodeguera. You already know what it is. Happy Hispanic Latinx Heritage Month, y'all.
That's right. Viva la raza, my homies.
For the Mexicans, you know, for the Mexicans. I'm not Mexican, so that was kind of racist, Just. You know what?
Wait a minute. I mean, like, those are like, you know, Filipinos and Mexicans. Those are like my cousins, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, same colonizers, you're right.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
Different boat stop.
Exactly. You know, like, we both share the word puto, right? So, like, puto in our language is dessert.
It's a dessert, yes.
Puto in their language is, like, shit, right?
Puto, puta is, like, is a bitch.
Is a bitch, okay. So, yeah. Then I can imagine, like, if somebody's not hearing it right, we're saying, hey, put this puta in your mouth.
Yo, let me tell you, my girl, May, we used to work together, right? Uh-huh. And we've gone to different jobs together, whatever. And she's like, yo, I just want some puto. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, what the fuck you just call me? And she was telling me what it was. I was like, oh, all right, you need to chill because I almost, like, decked you in the face. I thought you called me a bitch or something. Like, no, and, you know, anyways.
No, I want you to eat this dessert. Come on.
And it was lit. I'm not gonna lie. That shit is lit.
Right. Bitches be lit.
I fuck with Filipino. Bitches be lit. I fuck with Filipino food, yo. That should be slamming.
That was the one thing I wish we were able to take you all to when you guys were down here. But I don't understand timing and everything. And
listen, it's not the last time I'll be in Chicago, all right? Listen,
all right.
Yep, next year, you know, come through with my mans. We're going to do all the... Now that I already did the touristy shit, I'm going to go back to do the local
shit. You want to do the local shit? Okay.
I want to gang bang with the homies.
Hey, listen, that's what we do. Scissor me ass daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, not that kind of gang. People are gonna be listening to this.
They're like, what the fuck?
Like, I thought this was a family friendly podcast.
No, hell no. By the way, this ain't no family friendly. So if you have kids listening nearby, please tell them to go to bed. This is not the show. You know.
Or maybe they can listen and maybe they can learn a thing or two about minding their own damn business. Like, oh, you want to stay up and listen to this? Boom, we talking about the dicks now. I'm like, see.
Speaking to kids who might be listening, maybe they don't want to listen because they're afraid to be an adult, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, what kind of adult were you this week?
Okay, good question. So I think I was an okay adult, to be honest. Like, over the weekend, I did a deep cleaning of my apartment. I was chilling by myself, minding my own business. I took showers.
That's cool.
A lot of people don't take showers. You know, I took out trash. I took my medication, all right, on time day. I made some delicious, nutritious meals. Not over the weekend, but the last couple days I did, all right? Got some exercise. Talked to my therapist today. I did some work projects. Like, I was an okay adult. I wasn't a perfect adult, but I wasn't a bad adult either. I was okay.
Hey, listen, that's what we try to do. We try to be okay adults. I mean, that's how I am too. Like, at my job, currently they have me trying to learn something new, right? But I'm still trying to take care of normal day, you know, things that I need to take care of. I'm trying to figure out myself, and I can't multitask. That's the most adult thing that you could do as an adult, try to multitask. You're trying to cook, trying to do the laundry at the same time. You can't. One of those things is going to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's either the food be
good. Wait, hold on. How you fuck that up? You just throw the laundry in the machine, you know, put the setting and then go start cooking. And then when it's done, just throw that bitch in the dryer.
True, but when you're trying to get certain things in the dryer at a certain time, you might forget the shit that's on the stove. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, god dang, I burned the steak. You know.
I mean, I don't know. Listen, this bitch will be dried. Okay, everything is going in the dryer. Everything. I don't care. Oh, this is rayon in the dryer. Oh, this is, what is this?
Polyester?
The dryer. Flammable material into the dryer. I don't give a fuck. As long as it dries and my house don't burn up. I mean, I don't have a washer dryer at home because, you know, typical New York City apartment, I got to go to a laundromat.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a fuck if the laundromat sets on fire. As long as my shit is dry, I'm good. But the fire, extra heat for your clothes. So technically, it's a win-win.
Technically, it's crispy until you put your underwears on and be like, yeah, dang, it's kind of tight.
Right, that shit burns up your labia. It's a wrap. You know, you end up looking like an Arby's sandwich. Now we having a problem, all right? You know, so maybe it's not the best
breakfast. What are you going to do? You're going to look at the laundromat owner and be like, listen, I can't have no kids, man. My shit got burned.
I mean, listen, in this economy, you don't want to have kids, all right?
My gosh, dude.
All right?
Dude. But
in this time of year, time of life, maybe that's the best option.
Okay, speaking of, I want to shout out all the adults that are going through it right now. For all the ones that can't have formula right now to feed their children, man, I really feel for them. Because I remember, you know, when Natalie was born, and she's allergic to a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And so we had to get her formula, right? Just because, you know, they tell you to do the breastfeeding and all that. But not every kid can do it, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right, not every kid can take it. Not every parent can produce.
Not every parent can produce, right?
I'm sorry, y'all. Fucking, you know, Vin Diesel, is out here racing behind me. You know, so if y'all hear cars and shit, it's just fast. They're just filming the new Fast and Furious movie by my house.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. Hell no. That our new Rough Riders video.
Yeah, it's a new Rough Riders anthem. So if y'all hear some crazy shit, that's what it is.
I got you. No, but yeah, I mean, not every woman can produce milk. You know what I'm saying? And so I really feel for the parents that can't have the formula for whatever reason why they can't have it, you know?
I mean, you know, it's kind of sad, right? Like, they, you know, the news and the media outlets, they made a big thing about, oh, formula shortage. But then in the same vein, they're going to take away a woman's right to an abortion. All right. Not only are you forcing me to have a kid that I may or may not want, I can't even sustain
such. Right.
I can't raise them. I don't even make enough money. Like, you just want us to be poor because you want more people in the workforce, you know? Like, right. That's literally it. Like, you just want to boost the workforce because people literally died. Like, motherfuckers got bodied in 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yo, more people in the world, let's start procreating. But fuck y'all. Y'all don't need any assistance from us. We just need you to make babies. So, listen, adults, if you're struggling financially as an adult, please, for the love of all that's holy, do not have children if you're not financially or mentally or emotionally ready. I think that's a conversation that a lot of people are too afraid to have.
Right? For real, like, yeah.
They'll be like, oh, but kids. It's like, hey, listen, great. But, you know, you can also adopt. You can foster a child.
Yeah.
Have a group home. Like, there's plenty of kids in this world who need love and support and a home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into some controversial shit. A lot of y'all are not special enough to be having your DNA walking around this.
Well, that's a fact, though. That's a fact. Okay, you know?
Y'all are not the genetic specimen you think you are. To be out here like, oh, I just want to have a baby of my own. Like, I just want someone that looks like me. You are ugly. Ugly junior. No. Okay. We have enough.
There's enough ugly people already.
All right. Earth is full. We are at capacity. The club is packed. The fire marshal just came in to shut shit down. All right. We don't got enough resources for all of y'all. You want to talk about, oh, I got a baby because, you know, I want something to love me. Get a pet.
Right.
Okay. Get a dog. Not a cat, because cats hate us.
Yeah. Tamagotchi. Right, it's electronic. You know what I'm saying?
Get a plant. Get a fucking Roomba. You know, at least.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. You know, babies can't even have jobs. Now you're just on my couch. You're
right.
Like bobbing your loose ass neck and responsible for you forever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people say, oh, it's only until 18. No, it's not. You are responsible for that person for life.
For life. Just like NWO, it's for life.
For life, right. Because if you're 45 years old and you commit a mass murder, all of a sudden, oh, what about his parents? He probably wasn't raised right, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So you are tied to this human that you created.
Forever.
I think that before, you know, you decide to procreate or keep this thing, you should look at your life and be like, yo, would I want to give this life to somebody else? Yes or no? Right? Like, if you look at what you do right now or how you live right now, would you be open and confident in saying, you know what? Somebody else could live my life comfortably.
Those are good questions.
Right.
Because some people don't even ask that. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just like, oh, I just want to get a girl. Oh, can I have a family? Not even thinking like, oh, shit, I'm a fucked up individual.
Right, your mental health, like your mentals are not even right. And now you want to bring a human into this world that you may or may not fuck up. You may be the reason why they need therapy in the future.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's funny because, like, I remember, like, anytime I'm around people or, like, I've been at work, people will ask me, like, oh, do you have kids? And I'll be like, no. Like, oh, do you want? Why not? And I'll be like, I don't want kids. And I have several reasons why. And then they'll ignore all of the reasons. And they'll be like, but kids, like, you're supposed to have kids. Like, you don't want someone to love. I'm like, I love myself. A man loves me. My family loves me. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't really need an extra human to love.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I don't have anything genetically wise that I want to pass down to a kid. You know what I mean? Like, my kid is gonna be blind because my man is blind. So now we're gonna have a baby wearing glasses. That is not cute. A baby, that's zero dress.
You talking about out of the womb?
Out of the womb.
Out of the womb. Hold on. Wait a minute. Specs. Hold on. They gotta hang him upside down. Oh, it's farsighted. We gotta get him.
Hey, hang him upside down. Like, can you read the letters?
Excuse me. Do you mind choosing the frames before we give him the gown? Thank you.
Right. You know, that's number one. Number two, my kid's gonna be fat. And guess what? Listen, I don't want people coming in my neck. I'm a fat individual. All right, my man is also a fat individual. We grew up fat. We know what it's like to be a fat person in America. I'm not saying that I would hate it, but I'm saying that I don't want to inflict that kind of pain on a kid, because going to school as a fat kid, being like, the bullying was relentless. Not only did you get bullied at school, you got bullied at home.
Yeah. Especially our culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, bro.
Like, there's nothing, like, it's all habitual line stepping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you know, there's a fitness center down the street that's free on Saturdays. Like, okay, what are you trying to say?
Right.
You know? I'm just saying,
they'll be like, I don't think you need to eat more. Ooh, a little gordita, and then they'll give you a nickname.
Yes,
a form of endearment. Gordita. I'm like, bitch, you're just reminding me that I'm fat.
Yeah.
But then if you tell them, oh, I'm trying to lose weight, or oh, I don't want to eat as much. Oh, why? Oh, you think you're better than us? It's like, my dude, you just literally clowned me.
Right in front of you.
And now you're mad that I don't want to eat rice.
Or my favorite is that, you know, you're sick. You feel sick or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for whatever reason, they're always going to blame it on the weight. Oh, right. Because, you know, he eats a lot, you know. His weight was always out of whack, you know, the breathing. It's right. Like, shit, the fuck? Dr. Phil ass, get your Dr. Right. Phil ass out of here, you know?
Like, mommy, I hurt my elbow. You sabe por qué? You know why, right? Because...
low potassium, low phosphorus.
It's because you fat. It's like, so not the fact that I tripped on the sidewalk and hurt my elbow. It was because I'm fat. All right. Mm-hmm. So skip the trip. All right, cool.
I hate that. Yeah, our culture is always like habitual line stepping. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, you know, it's like, my dude, like, there's so many factors as to why I don't want to bring another human into this world. But people will literally ignore every single valid concern you have just to say, oh, but kids.
Right.
It's like, okay. What about them? You love kids so much. How come you're not freeing the kids that are in the ICE detention center?
Thank you. Good.
You love kids so much. How come you're not over there protesting for laws for protect kids in schools from school shooters? Mm-hmm. You love so much. How come we have so many fucking kids dying of hunger in the United States?
Right.
Like, people don't actually, like, people want babies. They don't want humans.
They don't want, they want them to remain the 3-month period, but not anything else, you know?
Exactly. They want them to stay like from 0 to 1.
Just like how they alternate animals now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want them to stay a kitten or a puppy.
Right. Yo, I swear there's a fucking scientist right now working on some stem cell shit.
Oh, yeah.
Find a way to keep babies forever.
I'm telling you, it's going to be some Jurassic Park type shit. We're all going to be in that fucking ride. You know, remember that ride where they go on? And they have the little shell. Oh, this is an infant. Yeah. Just wait. Oh, it's coming out. There it goes. And you see the head. It's like... You breed them to be only 3 months, sir? Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah, listen, there's a researcher right now working on a way to keep babies forever. Like, people be treating kids like accessories, and it's kind of weird, you know what I mean? Like,
Explain.
All right.
Because I'm not going to say I might be in that category, but I'm just saying, all right,
so
let me know so that I'm not doing anything dangerous.
It's kind of like, all right, you know who does this a lot? Who? No shade to y'all, single moms. Single moms do it.
They'll have,
like, if they have a son, all of a sudden, that's my king. That's my prince. Dress him up like grown.
Oh, you
men.
Are some
like,
shit now. You are
I'm
some
like,
shit.
That's weird. Like, don't dress your son up like a grown man, like the man that you wish you had. That's kind
of. Yeah.
You know, or like if they have a daughter and they do their little matchy outfits. Don't let me know. Matching outfits are cute to a certain extent, right? Like, okay, like, little Disney outfits. Oh, that's adorbs. You know, little Halloween costume, little Christmas. Like, that, there's some cute shit. But then you cross the line if you're wearing a crop top and your toddler's wearing a crop top. Like, baby, why is she wearing baby Fashion Nova? Like, this is kind of weird. You know, like, if you're wearing a mesh shirt, I don't want your toddler wearing a mesh shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I know people are going to listen to this like, you're sexualizing them. I'm like, I'm not sexualizing anybody. I'm just saying that maybe we should just dress kids as kids. That's it.
Yeah, because think about it. The kid's mental, even not thinking about it, you know, when they get older, they'll be like, God damn, what the hell was mom doing to me?
Right. Like,
it's like a doll. It's like her doll, you know?
Imagine flipping back photos, right? And you looking at a picture of yourself at like 5 years old, you're like, why the fuck am I wearing high heels and a fucking strapless dress? Like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, listen, my Char talks about that all the time with her pictures. You know, because I would always ask her, you know, she was like, oh, gosh, my mom would always make us dress like really like as if we're going to like prom or something for a family party.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And so like, but then you see kids like that now, you know, it's like coming to school with like, it's like
different.
It's like homecoming. It's like, what the fuck? It's only Monday. Shit.
Yep.
You know. Right. Like, it's like that scene in Clueless. Like that scene in Clueless. I was like, dang, you in the second grade?
It's a little weird. And listen, nothing wrong with you matching. Again, there are certain outfits that are super cute. Like you wearing Christmas PJs, the whole family wearing Christmas PJs, adorable as hell. Everybody doing a family costume, that's cute as hell. If you are wearing a lime green mesh dress, your baby should not be wearing the same thing.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, there's certain things you can't,
no, you're right.
You know, match, and there's certain things you can't, but just, like, I feel like adults, I think that we're too afraid to acknowledge the potential of failure, so we just kind of go with shit. We go, you know what, we'll get there when we get there, and then you're, like, you're 45 years old, and you're wondering why your kid doesn't call you. It's like, well, you fucked them up. You don't want to admit that you fucked them up, so.
You fucked them up by having them wear stilettos when you were wearing stilettos.
Right. Right, like, you calling your son my one and only, my true love. That's kind of weird. You just fucked that kid up for life because now every person he dates, that he will be comparing to his mom. And now motherfuckers have low-key Oedipus complex, and that's all your fault.
20 Tinder dates later, mom, I can't find nobody.
Right.
I can't find anybody.
When somebody calls him a motherfucker, that's true because maybe he low key wants to.
Right.
Right. You know, like, I feel like people don't be realizing that we do it to ourselves. Right. So, to avoid the potential of me potentially creating like a serial killer or the next terrorist, I'd just rather not have a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm with you. Yeah, I understand. Because we have one, right? We have Natalie, you met, right?
She's and, dope, you know, as hell, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the I don't thing say is, that like, about a lot of children. Honestly, I don't really like kids. And this is coming from someone who, I was an after school teacher.
Okay.
Or for 3 years. That was like my job while I was paying myself through college. Well, that was one.
Okay.
So I worked at an after school in Mount Vernon, which is like one of the most inner city neighborhoods, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And yeah, I dealt with fifth and sixth graders. So I knew
kids. Damn.
Kids ain't shit. Especially hood kids.
That's the worst year. Fifth and sixth, bro,
because they think they're grown. They're about to go off to middle school. They think
they're
more than you. And you're looking at them like, boy, you are in for a world of fucking craziness. Because you're cool now. Wait until your funky ass gets into middle school.
Yeah, wait sophomore year of high school. Let's see what happens.
Exactly. When you're really going to be humbled. Right? So for me to say that your kid is dope, that means that, yes, they are a tolerable child.
Oh, thank you.
Ask me to babysit them, I would be like, yes, I'll be there.
Yeah. She's like, Dad, when are we going to Brooklyn? I was like, oh, right. Just like, wait a minute.
Like, yo, let me know.
Oh, I was going to say, no, but my people in my family always ask, do you want another one? Aren't you? When is the other one coming? When is another one coming?
When is the other one?
And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I don't think so. You know, she's already 9. If we do have one, it'd be 10 years apart. That's like, nah, that's too much. Right. You know? And like you said, like, given all the conditions and everything like that, when you think about it, like, you know, it's one of those things like, should we or should we not type of thing.
Right, right.
You know, so, yeah, so I understand, you know, why some people wouldn't want to. And you know what? Stop forcing the issue. If they already gave you the answer, you know, and you're not feeling it, then just back off. Damn. You know?
Right. Yeah.
I think that's what some people have to understand too.
Yeah, for real. Like,
you know,
someone tells you no, they don't want to have kids, you should send there like, oh, but you should. It's like, listen, bitch, just because you're miserable does not mean I should be miserable too.
Right.
And, you know, listen, the parents who listen to this, if people do listen to this, I'm not shitting on y'all. I'm not. Because obviously If it wasn't for my parents hooking up at a house party in the 90s, I wouldn't be here. But I'm just saying that you should respect people's choices, whatever they are.
Exactly.
Right? You know, now vice versa, I do think that a lot of us who don't have kids, like, I think there's some people who are too vocal about not having kids. Like, they
1,000%. Yeah.
If they make it their whole personality, like, I hate kids. Like, I could never. I'm like, calm down, Susan. We get it. You drunk one night stands with. I get it. Relax yourself. But, you know,
like you could just have an example, right? It's like, oh, you know, I just did my kids' homework. It's hard, blah, blah, blah. And then they're doing this and they're complaining, they're this and this. And then everyone would just nod and be like, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then you have that person you talk about, Susan. They'd be like, that's why I'm not going to have no kids. Because I don't have time for that. It's like,
that's why I don't have time for that. Like, my kid is never going to be smart. And it's like, all right, like, damn, bitch. Like, you could have just. But you know, the thing too is that, and this kind of goes into the adulting category, is that you need to keep a certain circle of people around you that understand certain issues, right? Like, if you're a parent, you gotta have other parents as friends. Because, listen, your single friends are not gonna be able to understand what you're talking about. Because they also may kind of get annoyed. Like, if that's the only thing you talk about is your kids, right? Like, just like vice versa, if you're single, you gotta have single friends. Because if you got friends who are all in relationships, they may not be the best kind of support system. I'm not saying that they support you.
They can't relate.
Exactly.
It's two different worlds.
Yeah. So, like, if you come to me like, oh man, you just had a rough day, yo. Like, you know, my fucking kid, like, she didn't want to take a shower. Crying all day and, you know, kept me up. It's like, my dude, I don't know what that means. Like, I woke up hella late and I work from home. So you and I are in two different.
Well, or you might get the douchebag answer, like, just keep trying. Just keep trying.
Right.
It's like,
right.
How about you just shit the fuck?
No. Like, oh, man, they're like, damn, man, yo, see, that's why I don't have kids. Like, people like that who keep throwing it in your face that they don't have kids. It's like, my dude, we get it. Yes. You are one failed one night stand away from having a kid yourself. So just, you know.
Right, exactly.
Others, you know, that's all.
That's it. I mean, and I understand. Because, like, you know, I have friends in both spectrums. You know what I'm saying? Young, old, kids, without kids. You know what I'm saying? Single. So, like, you know, to try to, like, differentiate myself from, like, you know, just being in one singular thing. Because sometimes, like you said, it, like, you just can't relate, you know, sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I mean, so with you got to have, you got to have a different circle of friends, right? Like, yeah. You gotta have your friends.
Like a variety.
A variety, so that you can go to every, because you can't have one friend that is going to feed the need for everything. Like, yes, we all have, like, good friends, best friends, whatever, but even then, your best friend is not gonna fill the void all the time, right? Like my homegirl, I love her, but she's not a wrestling fan, so I'm not gonna talk wrestling with her,
right?
And she's not an anime fan, so I'm not gonna talk anime with her,
right?
You know, but we do like talking shit, so we shit about everybody. We relate on that aspect.
Right.
We like going out to eat and brunch. So you know, so that you kind of find other friends. Like,
exactly, yeah.
We got, you know, we talk wrestling, we talk a bunch of shit. But like, if I wanted to talk, you know, socio-political issues, I might go to my woke friends. Like, yo, let's talk about the horrible state of the world, you know?
Was your woke friends, is that what you said? Woke squad? What? Woke squadron?
My Black Panthers. Like, yo, let's talk about the revolution, my people.
They're going to be like, it's been started already.
It won't be televised.
It won't be televised, but we're going to have it on Zoom.
You on Twitch?
I'm going to send you the link right now.
Drop a dono.
We also have one for our Patreon. You know what? People are gonna be like, who the fuck is saying that shit?
Hold on. I'm about to ask an out-of-pocket question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Imagine the civil rights movement if it happened today with the technology we got today. Like, imagine watching MLK on Twitch and you just see people in chat just like dropping donations. Like, imagine MLK like pausing his speech, like, thank you, Sex Master 69, for five subs.
Thank you, Martin Luther King, number one fan, for the donation. We'll send you an email.
Like, imagine Malcolm X.
Malcolm X be on Spaces, Twitter Spaces.
Nah, he will be on Twitter Spaces for real at the hours at night. Like,
like 3 a.m.
Tuesday.
3 a.m. You know what? I can't stand you all. Let me tell you right now. I don't even know if I should be the one doing this because. I don't even know if I have the past to be even joking about this. Anyway,
he'll be like, by any means necessary. And motherfuckers be like, yo, preach.
Yeah. You just see the hearts. You just see all the hearts.
Right. Like, that would be insane. Like, imagine, you know, like, I'm just thinking, right? Like, I'm just thinking about all the important political leaders from back then. And, like, if they had the technology that we have today, like, how different the landscape would be. Like, you'll have, first of all, you'll have hate raids, right? You'll have like Ku Klux Klan 24 be like,
oh my god,
which and shit. Like,
well, here's the thing, like, that would just be so crazy. Imagine that, seeing that shit on Reels on Instagram,
bruh.
Like,
no, wait,
5 seconds of.
Imagine the Ku Klux Klan like doing an IG live, like cross burning. Yo, it would be kind of wild.
They use the wrong filters and shit, like the wrong.
Right, like they're using the hearts filter because they don't know how to use a phone. So you see hearts, and then you see them crossing, burning the cross, and like, in this cross, Dave, are you using the heart filter? I told you to use the Paris filter. It gives it a more serene vibe.
Glenn, you're out of focus. God. We done told you 20 times, man. We only have one shot at this.
All right. Also, another out-of-pocket question. Which civil rights leader will have an OnlyFans?
Oh.
Actually, don't answer that.
How are we going to get canceled on our first episode?
Yeah,
it's Jay Land. I mean, I still call myself Jay Land. I prefer to be called, but while we're on the topic, let's discuss. Like, it's Justin, Joshua, and not Joseph, not Justice. I've been Justin. I've been Justin Case. Call me Justin Bieber. I've been Justin Timberlake. I've been Justin Blaze. I really hate that.
That's why we're here, though, is to talk about things that, you know, have conversations that some people may not want to have. You know what I'm saying? And it's just innocent conversation back and forth. That's it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, listen. I know I'll be saying some wild shit, but I'm not actually a terrible person. Actually, Here's another thing. Being good or being bad is all about objectivity, right? Because there's no such thing as someone who's truly good, but there's no such thing as someone who's truly evil, right? Okay. Like, you can spend, you know, Alice, shout out to Aleister Black. You can, you know, like, no man is ever truly good. No man is ever truly evil, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can volunteer on the weekends, you know, at a soup kitchen, and helping feed the unhoused population, the homeless population.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Sunday night, you know, you kill cats. Like, does that make you good? Does that make you bad?
Right.
Or does that make you in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be, you know, voted teacher of the year, and you help students go off to prestigious universities, but then at night, you know, you be breaking into people's cars.
Right.
Like, are you good? Are you evil? I don't know. So I think the whole concept of being good, being evil, it don't really matter. Like, yes, people do some heinous shit, but not everyone, you know, like, we paint this picture of, like, how, oh, they were such a great person. They were such a lovely soul. But it's like, wait, you forgot she used to kick toddlers. Like, that's not... Like, I
and take their lunch. And take their lunch.
She used to bust into preschools and kick toddlers. Like, I saw that. You know, she concaved his whole chest. Like, that was not... That's not good behavior.
Right.
But maybe, you know, maybe you donated $1 billion. And it's, yeah, you donated $1 billion, but you also, you know, created a fucking laser and
right.
like, half the world. So
it's like what you're saying is like, okay, this is the thing that like I can't stand. When you go on Instagram or you go to TikTok, right? And you see somebody goes up to a homeless dude. Hey, you hungry? Obviously, the homeless dude is going to say yes because he's fucking hungry. He hasn't eaten for like probably 2 weeks, right? And he's like, let me get you some food, right? Gets him the food and he says, all right, have a good day, sir. They recorded and videoed that whole thing to show on Instagram or whatever. To show
how good of a person they are.
How good of a person you are. Well, congratulations. Great, right? But if you were the homeless dude, he don't want to be videotaped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're still making him look. Like, you're still making him look lower class. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate videos like that. It was like, oh, hey, I just bought this guy food. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, but you're probably still an asshole. Right. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, when the video's cut off, how many racial slurs do you be dropping?
Right, exactly. Right.
Right. Like, okay, cool. You gave one person in the street a hot meal.
Yeah.
What do you do for the rest of 4 hours.
Which was Mickey D's, by the way, which ain't expensive, which is cheap as hell, you know?
Right. So,
which you probably had a code for, which was free.
I think... See, they use my code GETCHO for 10% off. You know, like, so... When we talk about good and bad, and you know how you ask the question of what type of adult you were, you know, I made sure to not say I was a good adult, and I made sure not to say that I was a bad adult, because adulthood is different for everybody.
Yeah, 1,000. Right? Like, yeah.
Some people, it's taking care of a big family.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's one person. For others, you probably take care of an elderly person or a partner or someone who has a chronic illness, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that we fail to like accept the fact that everyone is different, but we all have similarities mm-hmm. at the same time, right? Like, I feel like people just be like, oh, well, you don't have kids, so you don't know what it's like. It's like, yeah, I may not have kids, but I know what it's like to be tired and feel right. like time for yourself.
Right.
Like, sure, I don't have pets, but I understand how frustrating it must be to come home and now you got to take care of something else right. after you just had a rough day at work, you know? Like,
right.
sure, I may not have a partner or a spouse or whatever, but I understand what it's like to feel like you're alone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
feelings, people feel things. Like, feelings can be relatable,
mm-hmm.
but... Everyone sort of takes it into this notion where if you never experienced it, you can't empathize with it.
Right.
And I think a lot of adults lack empathy.
Oh, 1,000%. That, you know, and that's like, that's something I touched on shout out to Katie on In the Mind mm-hmm. of, is that I said that, you know, it's so easy being a bad person. It's so easy being an asshole, right? But I try to be nice. Do you know how hard it is to be nice?
Bro, listen.
You know what I'm saying? It's
being
fucking
a bigger
hard.
Person is a lot of work.
Do you know how hard it is to just leave the door open for the next person to come in?
Right.
I can easily let go. But that person has a stroller, right? That person probably is struggling to get in from her SUV or just get in the door, right? So just be a nice person, hold the door open. You know what I'm saying? Even if you had this four-way stop, right? You could tell somebody trying to get somewhere real quick, even though you got there first, let them go. You know what I'm saying? It's not that difficult, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, just like what you saying, like, empathy is a huge thing. You never know what somebody else is going through, you know?
Right.
And I think in this day and age, it's like, I think people just need to, like, just, you know, look out for the next person. Even though that person might be an asshole, but they never know what kindness is until it's shown. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not to get holy up in this motherfucker, but you know what I'm saying?
Listen. There are certain people, I will say in that same vein, though, if you keep in hot energy with me, I will happily return the hot energy to you. I'm saying, like, if, you know, if like we're talking about the door, right? Like, if I hold open the door, you come in,
right?
And then you have an attitude like, oh, yeah. It's like, okay, whatever, right, bitch. Guess what? When I get in the elevator, I'm closing the door. You had a problem with me opening the door to the building.
Mm-hmm.
A problem waiting for the next elevator to come down.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
But and then,
or you let them come through and they don't say thank you, right?
You know, I don't really give a fuck about that.
You don't give a fuck about that? I do. And you know what I say when they pass me by? I say, you're welcome, even though they didn't say shit.
Nah, honestly, I don't. Like, listen, I'm trying to get to point A, point B.
You're trying to get, okay. Well, you know what? You're right. Okay.
You know, I'm trying to keep it pushing. Like, I held the door for you. If you say thank you, great. And if you don't, great too. That's not going to really bother me. I'm going to keep it pushing. Karma will come around, you know.
Yeah, stub your toe or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You might have no gas in your car, and that's cool. Because
somebody will probably hack your account. Fuck. All right. Good. Good for you. Shit.
Right. You know, like, damn, man. Maybe you should have said thank you.
Right, ho. You damn ho.
I mean, that's kind of horrible, actually.
I mean, stub your toe. Stub your toe. You can, you know, there's over-the-counter medicine you could get for that, you know.
Right.
But
yeah, no, I feel like, oh, empathy,
yes,
in adulthood, and that the reason why is because, especially like American society, like, it's so hyper individualistic. Like, it's all about, you know, I have to, it's me, I'm number one, you gotta look out for yourself. And yes, I agree, you should look out for yourself, you are number one, but instead of keeping everyone as secondary, right, or third or fourth, they're actually 1A, 1B, 1C.
Right.
Or number one, but your wife is 1A, your kid is 1B, your mom and dad is 1C, et cetera, et cetera. So people have this like whole thing where it's just them. Oh, I did everything by myself. Help me down. It's like, that's fucking bullshit. And you know it. Nobody truly does anything by themselves. People call in favors. So you called in for a favor. Any person that you reached out for to get advice from, any person you asked for money, any person that you reached out for emotional support, mental support, whatever, anybody that you had to reach out to provide you a service or a resource, they help you.
Right.
It may not be as big as you think it is, but they help you. And people think that, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm balling out of control by myself. It's like, nah. You use someone else's, you know, goodwill.
Helped you get there.
Where you are, exactly. And then you're going to turn around and say that you did that by yourself. It's like, nah, like, a lot of stuff that we do is a community effort, and we don't even take care of our community, and we don't even be bad for the community. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a perfect example is when someone breaks into a career that makes a lot of money and they move out of their poor neighborhood. You know, now they're living in an apartment or a house, They got a nice car. They're traveling. They're doing all the things that they couldn't do when they were poor. And instead of turning around being like, yo, these people really helped me. These people held me down. I should do something for the community. They're going to turn around and be like, oh, maybe you're not working hard enough. Or maybe you didn't do enough. Or maybe you just don't have the work ethic I do. And it's like, yo, where is the empathy? Because while you have the opportunity to move up and do you, other people had to sacrifice shit so that you can be where you're at.
True.
Like, maybe the homie you called gave you his last $5 and this dude is sleeping in his, right? He doesn't have the same opportunity as you. Maybe the homegirl that let you crash on her couch for a couple weeks because you didn't have a place to stay, maybe she's struggling to keep up with bills, you know? Maybe your mom dad who took out a second mortgage to send your ass to a prestigious school, maybe they're struggling to pay off the house again. Like, there's this lack of awareness in adulthood. Not for everyone, because some adults are aware, but overall, there's this lack of awareness when you transition from your 20s to your 30s, where you're just like, you know, the world is small to you because you only know what you're used to.
Right.
It's not until you broaden your horizons that you realize, like, oh, shit, there's actually worse shit in this world. I've been making a big fuss out of nothing. And I'm not saying that your feelings aren't valid. I'm just saying that your feelings could be put to use in another area of things that are more, right? Perfect example is Hurricane Fiona, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, obviously early pandemic, early COVID, you saw a lot of people moving to Puerto Rico, moving to Hawaii to take advantage of the nice weather and the lush life. And this,
a lot of land, a lot of land, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you know, they probably got more bang for their buck in Puerto Rico. And hurricanes here, and now you see a lot of these people who they're like, oh, I can't believe my vacation got ruined. Oh my God, my wedding got canceled. Oh my God, I have to leave the island because this fucking hurricane's such a bummer. It's like, yo, people are dying.
Right.
There are people with no access to clean water, no electricity. First of all, they haven't even had the chance to build up their infrastructure from the last hurricane that devastated them.
Well, people are missing, you know?
Right.
People are missing.
And you telling me that kids are missing. Only thing that you... Yo, kids are missing, family members are missing, pets are missing, like, houses are missing, fucking roads. Like, shit is, like, gone. Like, uprooted and gone.
And then did you see that thing? Like, the police may not even have enough boats because they never suspected something like this would happen.
Yep.
So they don't even have enough boats to go.
And the crazy thing is that this is a Category 1 hurricane.
Yeah, Category 1 only. Yep.
Yeah. Imagine if this was worse.
Yeah.
So you have all these people, all these fucking colonizers, you know, for lack of a better term, that's what they are. And they out here, the only thing that they don't have no empathy for the land that they just expelled resources from. The only thing that they think about is themselves.
Yeah. This was my honeymoon, and we've been planning it for a long time. And well, it's like, shut up. Eat a churro, okay, bitch? Shut up. Fuck up.
Like, first of all, your biggest mistake was traveling to a tropical place during hurricane season. That's mistake.
Right. Which I'm pretty sure people warned you about. The travel people, I'm pretty sure warned you about.
Times. Like, that shit, listen, every year that shit is published on the TF website. Hurricane season, rainy season, etc. You decided to get a nice little deal for your little Airbnb. So you just get a coin. And now, guess what? Now you gotta deal with this. And instead of thinking about the people that helped you make your accommodations be what they are, you literally just like, oh, they're dying? That's crazy. Anyways, my vacation got ruined, and like, really upset about that. It's like, yo, I'm pretty sure if I went to Sweden and there was like a fucking, I don't know, an ice storm. I was like, oh yeah, I mean, a bunch of Swedes died. The, what a bummer. Like, I came here to like look at the beautiful land, and like I'm stuck in my hotel room. You wouldn't be happy if I said that shit.
Right. You know? 1,000. Yeah, for sure. And then here's the other thing too. Like, why would they report that shit? Like, I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, because social media, my guy. Social media has made it where anybody can have a platform. My dude,
we got a platform.
Who are we? Ain't nobody. We sitting here on a Wednesday night.
Talking about being adults.
All right.
Instead of doing adult shit, we talking about it.
I mean, listen, I did adult shit. I cooked dinner.
Yeah.
What else?
You pay some bills.
I pay some bills. I donated to Dayet. Dayet is an organization.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
People, you know, hurricanes for Puerto Rico. I donated some things. You know, I did some good work project. Listen, I did adult shit.
You did adult shit.
I'm talking out for the night.
Speaking of fun adult shit, you know, put some of that other adult shit aside. Adult shit that's a little bit more fun. Mm-hmm. What are you watching these days? There's so many shows going on right now.
Good question. Good question.
You know what I'm saying? So many shows going on right now. Me personally, I don't understand why. There's some like mixed reviews on She-Hulk, but I like She-Hulk. I love it. I'm so into it.
I'm into it. Yeah.
So I like the show. You know what I'm saying? I've been happy with most of all the Marvel of TV shows. You know. So I'm down with that. Cobra Kai is also popping right now. Are you a Cobra Kai?
I'm not a Cobra Kaier. I never watched it. I don't think I plan on it.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
But I have seen some clips. They look funny. It just doesn't look like my kind of show.
Yeah. It's not produced at the level of like She-Hulk.
Right,
or
right.
Some of the other shows, because you know
it's like AEW.
Yeah, basically it's like an indie
show with too much money.
Or it's like a YouTube show with like just enough money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What are you watching?
All right, so this weekend I binge watched Gossip Girl. Funny, right? I'm talking shit about Cobra Kai.
I ain't talking shit. It's just because I didn't expect like a show that far. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
That's like 20 years ago, right?
Yeah. It was like, what was it? 2008, 2009?
Yeah, okay.
First came out. No, there's a reboot of Gossip Girl.
No.
Yes. There's a reboot of Gossip Girl on HBO Max. All right, so.
Really? Okay.
To watch the original Gossip Girl when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I read some of the books. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm down with it. Obviously, when the show came out in the 2000s, you know, a lot of problematic themes.
Very.
So I tried to kind of correct it with this reboot. But the reboot was hot garbage. But I'm one of those people that I have to watch it through before I make a critique.
Of course, you have to.
People, like, they'll watch one episode and then they'll just shit on the whole series. And I'm like, nah, let me watch the whole thing and then see if I'll shit on it.
Right.
Would I recommend the show to somebody? No. But it wasn't terrible. It was just, okay, one thing I gotta say is TV shows, movies, etc., please stop showing me teen sex. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Like 100%.
Yeah, like I know these actors are adults. I know that. And they're playing teenagers, and yet you're making them have graphic sex scenes. I'm like, I don't want to see this. Makes me feel icky.
Because
the show, they're 17, but they're having Kama Sutra level ass sex. And I'm like,
yes.
Weird. Especially because in high school, nobody fucks like this.
Yeah. And they make it seem like it's long too. It's not.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? At that level?
Yo, they be making it seem like teenagers know what they're doing. Like, yeah, they be having orgasms. They be having threesomes, foursomes, somes. I'm like, my dude, you'll be lucky if you can even put the condom on right.
Right.
Stumbling in the dark. You're probably entering in the wrong hole. It's lasting that long. And then afterwards, you got to go home and take a shower. And then you're laying in bed feeling ashamed of yourself because you don't know what the fuck just happened. And then you call your homegirl. She was like, oh my God, did you do it? You're like, yeah, but like, I don't know. His dick was kind of weird. And like, that's realistic. Not this shit where you're telling me that they're having hot, steamy.
Yeah.
No. No one is having porn level sex in high school. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
So I watched Gossip Girl.
Well, you know what's funny? You mentioned like that was a reboot, right? I used to watch because I Pretty Little Liars. I know they rebooted that.
I used to watch Pretty Little Liars.
The original, right? The original. Right.
It was okay. I stopped watching after season three because it got kind of dumb after.
Yeah, I mean, it got very like daytime soap opera ish. Like, yeah, like, at some point.
It got kind of convoluted, so I stopped. Yeah, they did reboot it. I'm not watching the reboot. I really don't care.
Yeah.
So that whole teacher student sex shit, it's like, my dude, not cute. Stop revisiting this plot point. It's kind of weird. They're predators. We've agreed.
Right.
Predators.
Right.
I started watching She-Hulk. I enjoy She-Hulk. I mean, same. It's a good, fun show. Listen, sometimes superhero shit doesn't have to be so serious. Sometimes
that's what I'm saying.
Good, kind-hearted thing that you can watch with the kids. You know, like, but these fucking dumbass fucking obese nerd lords, like, oh, actually, that's not my She-Hulk. In comic number 7, and it's like, my dude, go outside, touch some grass. Okay?
For real. And it's like, why did they keep looking at the screen and breaking the fourth wall? I'm like, well, if you paid attention in the comic book, she did do that a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, or like, even if she did, it's like, or maybe they're faster than you. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, listen.
Make believe.
This is what I'm trying to say to, like, people who, like, who like, are so, like, comic, like, I mean, so Marvel nerds, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, first off, you didn't know shit until the movie started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're trying to come at the people that know the shit, saying, like, this is not how it's supposed to be. Shut up. Okay, because the movie's not even what the comic book is, right?
Right.
And it's like, if you want to take it to what happened in the Marvel Universe, motherfuckers died. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Motherfuckers disappeared. Let's have some fun episodes. Mm-hmm. Let's have some fun, some happiness going on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, bro, we had motherfucking Captain America in a fucking group therapy session.
Yeah.
That man had trauma out the ass.
Not just that, Ant-Man was gone for like 5 years. Didn't Ant-Man even see his daughter gone, grow. You know what I'm saying? His daughter
grown up by herself with no parents.
Right.
We had Falcon Winter Soldier. We had the new Captain America, aka Falcon, be racially profiled.
Right.
Yo, we need some happiness in these streets.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. If you want to have She-Hulk twerking with Megan Stallion, I'm not complaining. Throw that.
Right.
Do it again. Right, yeah. Every episode, that's all I want to see is twerking.
Right. I mean, between Megan Stallion and the actual She-Hulk, I still think Megan Stallion had the She-Hulk booty.
Yeah, Meg Thee Stallion is stacked. All right,
dude.
They could have definitely, you know, like kind of beefed her up a little, but you know, it is what it is.
Yo, I mean, she had a shelf.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She had a shelf and a whole table setting.
Like, she had a shelf that could carry the encyclopedia. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Like, that was a treat. And if you as a person are complaining about Meg Thee Stallion twerking.
Right. On Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus. Okay. You want to see some actual twerking? Go on her TikTok.
Right.
Not that I follow her or anything. You know,
I'm just kidding. Oh, well, I mean, I see a bunch. I mean, come on now. It's Meg Thee Stallion.
I mean, I do.
Yeah. Yo, that's on your itinerary after this. After we do this episode,
I follow on TikTok. I used to follow her on Instagram, but she got kind of known on Instagram, so TikTok.
Well, I mean, you know, at that point, they're getting paid now. They got to be.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's all know. Yeah. So it's like, all right, there's enough brand endorsements. I'm good.
But are there any other shows that you're looking forward to? Like right now, I know that Andor just dropped. You know, the Star Wars spinoff.
Oh, yeah, Andor, yeah. So
there's three episodes, so I got to check that out.
Yeah, I want to check that out. I actually started a couple weeks ago. I started Harley Quinn, and I'm almost done.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Good.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
That's good.
I slept on it. Yeah, I'm enjoying that. Yeah. What else? Damn. What I've been watching? Oh, I started Attack on Titan.
I thought you never seen it before?
Okay, so I've seen bits and pieces. I've never seen it in its complete.
Okay.
So I'm where are you at? Where are you at?
Because I've seen the first season.
Nah. So I'm still on season one.
Okay. Okay.
I plan to catch up and just finish everything because, like, I used to watch the later seasons when I used to be on Toonami.
Yeah.
I'm lost. I don't know what's happening. So, you know, I was like, right. Start from season one and just kind of, like, go from there.
It's good. I didn't think I was gonna like it just because it took a while for me to like be
it's a
okay.
Slow burn.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a
because,
slow burn.
Yeah, because the zombies look like me, hairless and you know what I'm saying, hairless and like open jawed, and it's just like
wait,
they're happy, they're smiling.
Are you saying you're a Titan?
Yeah.
Can you tell me if you run around the house?
I don't know what episode you're on, but like there is a bald one later on. There's a bald one that just creeps out like, and I'm like, oh my God, yo, that's me right there.
Yo, just Titan.
And it's like, it's so weird because like, it's disturbing because like the Titans are like smiling and they're like chewing up a human being in their mouth. Like you see a bald as if they have pig feet in their mouth and they're just like,
right,
eating,
right.
You know what I'm
saying? Listen, it's crazy, but I'm here for it. It is a slow burn. The main character is hella annoying, but
why the crying? Like every scene, every time a Titan shows up, he cries. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, shut the fuck up, bro! Like Jesus.
Yeah, I was like, you know they're gonna save you. They have to. You're the scientist's son. You know what I'm saying?
He's the main character. Yeah, right. So you know that he's gonna have a crazy arc in the end. And
yeah.
It gives too much away, but yeah. So that. Abbott Elementary, I'm looking forward to season 6.
Ooh, I haven't started that yet.
Oh, yeah, it's such a good show.
I've been trying to finish Atlanta season 3. It's kind of a slow burn, too, though.
I want it so badly to watch Atlanta.
You never watch? Have you watched it at all?
I've never watched. I've watched snippets, but Childish Gambino, I'm sorry, that man is a weirdo to me. And I don't want to support him because he said some really weird shit about Asian women in the past. I'm just like, I don't know.
I mean, I trust me, as a fellow Asianer, I know what you're saying.
Asianer?
Because, you know, I mean, I ain't going to get into it. But, well, I'll get into it. Because, you know, Filipinos, we are, you know, on the Pacific Island, basically, right?
Right.
Like, we're on the Pacific side. So we used to basically kind of fall in the category of Pacific Islander. Somebody said, no, y'all Asian. So now when we check shit off, we check off Asian, not Pacific Islander.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, whoever you ask type of thing. I mean, some people will say we just fall underneath the Asian. You know what I'm saying? But... you know, I don't know.
You know, that's kind of, that's funny you say that because when I fill out forms, I be confused because like, it'll say, you know, Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic, Latinx, but then it'll say mixed, right?
Mm.
And so on hospital forms, they have me marked as African American, and then they also check off Hispanic.
Really? Okay.
Yes, because technically my family's Dominican, and
right.
Americans do have Black ancestry.
Right.
But they never consider the Caribbean countries as Latin America.
Right.
Because we're in the Caribbean. So I normally just put Hispanic, Latinx, or I'll put mixed. And like, y'all can figure it out here.
Y'all got my blood. Yep.
You know, like, you know what? It's a game of Clue. You find out who's the colonizer and who did it. Y'all can go ahead and figure that shit out yourself.
Hell no. Hell no. So yeah, so those are the shows I'm kind of like, you know, excited to see too. You know, I wanted to check out Abbott Elementary. I've been wanting to check that out.
Yeah, so. It's funny. You should definitely check it out.
Okay. Okay. Wait, hold on, real quick before we go to our topic of the day. Do you have Prime? Amazon Prime?
I do, unfortunately.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. There's a show on there. There's an animated show called Fairfax.
Oh, okay. I've seen the commercial.
Maybe say, yo, you gotta watch that show. I love that show. I love that show. And yeah, it's like one of my favorite shows. I got Natalie watching it. So
wait, is it family friendly? Hold on. You got
no, not really. It's not.
Wow. What were we just talking about?
I mean, like, just talking about. But it's like, there's like, some will just fly over her head. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, good. She's
yeah. Not- Yeah, so there's stuff flying overhead, like she won't understand. But like everything in there, you know, it's about kids in Fairfax. If you know where Fairfax is, it's in LA.
Virginia,
you know,
right? Oh, Fairfax, LA. Okay.
Yeah, Fairfax, LA.
You know, there's a Fairfax, Virginia. So.
There is a Fairfax, Virginia. There is a Fairfax, Virginia, but I don't think Fairfax, Virginia has all the tree cultures stores and everything. You know,
true.
I mean, unless there's something I don't know about, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But
yeah, so like, yeah, the show's about like that type of shit. It's funny. You should definitely check it out. So moving on to our topic of the night, social media, right?
Oh,
is it good to make friends on social media? Is it good or bad? In our case, shout out to the cafeteria. If you know, you know. It's good.
Cafe
gang. Gang.
You know what? Not to be the contrarian, but it's good and bad.
Okay.
The positives about social media is that if you live in a neighborhood or in a town or a city where you may not have many people who share your beliefs or share your interests, you know, social media allows you to connect with people from other cities or other states or other countries who may identify with you, right? Like,
right.
If you're in a very conservative state and you're like a queer person, you may have better chance of meeting another queer friend who lives somewhere else.
Right.
Right. I also think that social media is cool because you'll meet people from other places that you never would have thought of, right? Like, I've never been to Chicago. I would have never gone to Chicago unless, you know, I was like, oh shit, I got friends out here. This is great, you know, and I enjoy it.
Right.
Right. So you might meet people from places that you never thought you'd even consider traveling to, meeting, etc. And also social media, you learn a lot of stuff. Like, honestly, I've learned a lot about other cultures and other like groups of people because of social media, because people have brought awareness to it.
True. Yeah.
On the flip side, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Social media is a fucking cancer, and here's the- All right. One, people could be whoever they want. And that's a good and bad thing.
Yep.
If you can meet somebody thinking that, you know, they're cool and that you got catfish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lying, crazy, telling you hella fucking fraudulent shit just so that they look cool or whatever they get, whatever the fuck their reasoning is. Another reason too is social media is dangerous. Like, sometimes you think, you know, you're meeting up with a friend and you end up in the back of a van with a fucking pillowcase over your face and missing. You know, like, I mean, I hope it never gets to that point. Unfortunately, it has gone to that point to some people.
Yeah, it has.
I think also social media is just that you never really know someone's intentions.
Yeah.
Right? Like, at least when, and again, you won't know until you speak with them. And even then, people have carried lies for years.
Yeah. Right?
Like, how many documentaries and shit that we've seen, people be like, yeah, I've been talking to this person for 10 years online, and turns out that they scammed me. And it's like, whoa, I mean, you know.
Right. You know how they always do the little interviews. They're always like, oh yeah, we did Zoom calls, we did FaceTime, and never did I think that, you know, they would do this to me until and then all of a sudden the music changed and the mood changed and everything.
You hear the violin, that's when you hear the violin and you know that shit about to be popping.
Yeah, right. For real. For real. I didn't see Ryan for days. I don't know what happened to him. You know? And so, yeah, like that, to me, I understand. I'm with you. Like, it could be a good and bad thing, right? And for someone who, let's say, I say it's good because for someone who has a hard time talking to people in person, right? You know, social media is good for them because it gets rid of that awkward part, like that part where they approach, you know, somebody just to have a conversation, you know, right. It's so easy on Twitter. You know, you see something that somebody says you like or comment, you know, and then that gets the conversation going. You know what I'm saying? Like in the real life, you have to, you know, approach said person.
Right.
Think of something that they might relate to, and then hopefully they do, and then start the conversation and not be awkward about it. You know, that, I mean, that's kind of like where I feel like is the benefit. But like you, the bad part is, you know, once somebody gets to know you, that might be a chance for them to take advantage of you too, though, you know? And I think that's the scary part of social media, like finding friends on social media, you know?
Yeah. And you know, listen, you may not agree with them all the time. Like, you may be chilling with them playing Call of Duty, and then all of a sudden, they say some real homophobic shit. You're like, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, like, you could be chilling, talking to your wrestling friends. And all of a sudden, they say some shit like, yo, women deserve less. You're like, wait, what the hell?
Right, right.
I thought we were homies.
Right, right. Do all Asians eat white rice? Whoa, what? What'd you say?
Right, like, you know. You're chilling with a friend you've known him for like 3-4 years. All of a sudden, like, I don't know, maybe they should build that wall. You're like, why? What the hell? Okay. Where'd that come from? Like, yeah. What are you
talking for? Right, exactly. It's like, what the hell did you say? Can you rewind that back? You know?
Right.
Crazy-ass movie.
Yeah, I think it's a good and bad. I think it's a watch your back. I think just, you know, practice. Safety, like, hey, if you got a friend request from someone you never met before and you know they have a Bitcoin link in their bio, block that account. That's definitely,
oh, that's 100% like how block. Shit gets hacked. That's 100% right, how you shit know? Gets hacked. Yeah,
if someone sends you a link that you don't know and says, oh, titty photo, don't click.
Yeah,
don't click for titty photos, go on Pornhub for free,
right? basically,
right? So you know, if you do meet some cool peeps online that you have a shared interest with and you continue that friendship and you continue the relationship, that is awesome. But please proceed with caution because
right.
You think you know someone, but you never really know them until shit hits the fan. You know what I mean? Like, you may chill with somebody and then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, yo, listen, don't ask any questions, but I need your help to hide this body. You're like, whoa. I just met you. And what do you mean, my help?
Yeah.
At all.
That's why I asked you to bring the big bag. That's why I asked you to bring the big bag.
Like, I don't even know you. I only know you by your gamer tag.
Yeah.
You know, like, you imagine me, someone like, hey, are you XXXQVC42? Yeah, we met playing Fortnite together.
Yeah, right. I thought 24/7 QAnon is just your game tag. I didn't know that's like...
Right.
I didn't know that's what you were really into.
You know, it's like, you pull up, motherfuckers in a furry suit. Like,
yeah.
The hell? Like, hey, are you Matt Furry 29? Like, yeah, that's me. You're like, oh, you are real.
You...
All right, a little bit of luck, yeah.
I didn't know you just wore that furry suit all the time. Okay.
Right. You know, like, how do you use a bathroom?
Right. Know. Right.
Yeah, so I think people should exercise caution on social media, as always. I mean, exercise caution whenever you meet humans, because humans can be the best and worst thing that ever happened.
100%. Very deceitful. Very deceitful.
Yeah. And that's it, really. Like, it's not bad. It's not the worst thing ever, but it's not the best thing ever either.
Right. Exactly. Just proceed with caution. That's all I'm saying. That's all we're saying. Oh, well, this was a great talk. Great conversation with my home girl. Okay, I mean, you told me earlier you deleted your Twitter. Where can the peoples find you?
Listen, Twitter was deactivated for a bit, but it is going back just so that I can plug the podcast and annoy y'all with my podcast shit.
Yeah.
So when it goes back online, it most likely will be at Deadass Jizzy. I do art. I do admit I haven't posted in a while, but I am about to be back on my art grind. It's JizzyDoodles_. Okay. Do not follow my private page. I will probably block you. Only select few get to my private page. And that's because I don't want my employer to find me online.
There you go.
There it is.
But yeah, and you know, y'all can find me at the Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. For me and my homegirl, yo, have a good night, motherfuckers.
Peace, love, chicken grease. Goodbye.